Presenting?
The trouble with civilization is there isn't enough of it.
The little man inside. The American Broadcasting Company presents The Little Man Inside. It's the story of that peculiar character within us who dictates our thoughts and runs our machinery. Very often the little man inside is carrying on a different conversation than the one passing our lips. And in this everyday story of people and their thoughts, you'll hear that little man inside in action. Here's John Nelson and his little man as they struggle with their thousands of problems. First of all, let's meet John Nelson.
Thank you, son. Here's a quarter for you.
And here is his little man inside.
Sure, give him a quarter, you dope. Act like a millionaire. This guy probably makes more in a day than you do in a week.
That's it, friends. John Nelson and the little man inside. As we join John Nelson, he is fast asleep. John Nelson is, but the little man inside is very active. Yes, we join John in the middle of a dream, while the little man inside is in the process of giving him a very bad time. Listen now as we bring you the first play-by-play broadcast of a dream.
Look at that elephant. Pink with green stripes, eating a yellow ice cream cone and a shovel nose. Wouldn't be Bob Hope. No, that's Tuesday. Look, he's coming this way on roller skates. I gotta hide. I'll just hide behind this sack of clouds until he passes. Now there's four of them. And that first one's got purple eyes. They're chasing me. No, they won't get me. I'll run. I can't run. I can't run. Maybe if I flap my arms, I can fly. That's it. I'm a great big green house fly. Why do people build houses with beautiful ceilings and then walk on the floor? I can't fly. Uh-oh. There's a hand on my shoulder. I'm afraid to look. Turn around slowly. That's it. A green gorilla, and he's shaking me. Stop shaking me. Stop shaking me. Stop shaking me.
Stop shaking me. Stop shaking me. Stop shaking me. Oh, hello, honey. Oh, what do you want?
Good heavens, it was my wife shaking me.
Oh, point that lampshade the other way, will you, honey? The light's blinding me.
A gorilla with purple eyes.
Hey, let me look at your eyes once.
She thinks I'm crazy. I wonder...
But what are you whispering about?
1 o'clock. I've got 5 more hours to sleep and she wakes me up.
A burglar? A burglar? Where?
What have we got that anybody wants?
Oh, nonsense, honey. Go back to bed. I'm tired.
This is the last straw. I'm going back to my pink elephants.
A burglar in the basement? How can you hear a burglar in the basement?
She doesn't have to hear a burglar. She just has to imagine one.
But the radiator can magnify a mouse into an elephant.
Mouse. You chump. I shouldn't have said that. Now you'll have to set the mouse traps.
Well, look, honey. How could a burglar get in the basement?
Stop quibbling, boy. You're stuck.
But why did you have the door open this afternoon?
Get out of bed, son. You've got to go to the basement.
Oh, how many times have I told you to open the flue and the furnace won't smoke?
Why is it that women are built to bake pies and men are built to stoke furnaces and never the twain shall meet?
All right, honey. All right, I'll get out of bed and look in the basement. Get me that baseball bat out of Junior's closet just in case, will you?
Maybe I can stage a fake fight and be your hero.
Yeah, all right, honey. Now, you stay here in the kitchen while I go into the basement.
I wonder if there could be anybody down there. Oh, nonsense, old man. This sort of thing is contagious.
Look.
Be nonchalant about this.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody down there, you know, but you stand here by the door. And if I yell, open the door and stand aside. And then, as I come through, slam it behind me and lock it quick.
This is silly. If I see a burglar, I won't run. Will I?
No, I don't intend running from anyone, honey, but he might be armed.
This is really a job for the police.
Now, you stay here and don't worry.
Yeah, let me do the worrying. Well, what are you waiting for? Go on down.
All right, honey, stand by.
I forgot to turn on the light. Where's that switch? Where's that switch? Can't find it.
You open the door, honey!
She thinks I saw someone.
Oh, I forgot to turn the light on and couldn't find the switch.
Boy, are you a hero.
I don't know whether there's anyone down there. I forgot to turn the light on.
Can't she understand English? What's she looking at me that way for?
Oh, now, don't laugh. I just wanted you to open the door so I could see the switch.
And what am I doing out here?
Yeah, well, I was leaning on the door, and when you opened it so suddenly, I fell out.
Well, let's get back down to that basement so we can finally get back to bed.
All right. Open the door, honey. I'm going back down.
Stop shaking. She'll notice it. And the army was thinking of drafting you. Hmm.
All right, honey. Stand by.
Got the switch that time. Well, let's see what's down here. Let's see. About the only place down here would be that pile of boxes over there in the corner. The coal bin's locked and from the outside. Even a murder mystery wouldn't have him in there. I feel better with this bat in my hand than I would without it. Well, I'll look behind the furnace first. Nothing there. Can I see something move behind those boxes? Oh, no, of course not. Well, I gotta look. Oh, what? Nothing there. Better look. Well, let's go look. Walk up to those boxes and look. Go on, go ahead. That's far enough, boy. No use overdoing this thing.
If anyone's back there, come on out. I see you.
Now, that sure makes sense.
Who's there?
Nobody but us mice. Hey, look, the boxes are moving. They're falling. He's making a break for it.
Open the door, honey, and let me out!
Unlock the door, quick. That's it. Now we've got him locked down there.
But what are we going to do with him?
Now you watch the door while I go call the police.
Brave man, let her watch the door.
Or would you rather call the police?
Well, after all, she can scream louder than I can.
Well, all right, you watch the door, and I'll call the police.
Let's see now. Dial 444. Emergency police call. Or. Well, they should have a squad car here in no time. Well, I can hear the phone ringing now. Well, let's see. What'll I say? I don't want to sound too silly or excited. I'll say, sort of nonchalantly, we've got a burglar. No, he might not be a burglar. Let me see. I wonder why they don't answer. Well, I'll say...
Oh, hello. Is this the police station?
Who'd you think it is?
This is John Nelson.
What do you expect him to do now? Ask for your autograph?
Yeah, I have. That is, we have a man in our basement.
I have a man here, Doctor.
Ask him to leave? Well, he won't go.
Fine thing. Why do I pay taxes?
No, I haven't asked him yet. I can't talk to him.
Pardon me, sir, but would you mind leaving our basement?
Because he's a desperado. He's armed.
That's right. Impress him with the seriousness of this.
How do I know what he wants?
For heaven's sakes, what is this, a quick quiz?
Look. We have a desperate man in the basement, and will you or will you not send over a squad car?
That's it. Tell him off.
Now, I realize you get a lot of false alarms from excited people, but believe me, this is no false alarm.
He should see what I saw. Or what did I see?
You will send over a squad car, then. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
I hope this guy's a murderer. It'll serve them right.
What? What's that? Oh, my address.
Yeah, that'd help.
Let's see. Yes, I'm a little excited. 2821 Long Vista Drive.
I shouldn't have admitted I was excited there.
Well, thank you very much, officer. Tell him to hurry. I don't hear him moving around down there.
He's probably just as scared as you are.
It's funny that squad car doesn't show up.
Well, I got that cue, just like Dick Tracy.
Here they come, honey. Now, I'll meet them at the front door. I hope they don't wake the children.
No, but they'll wake the neighbors.
Get right in here, man. Hurry. I think he's still down there waiting for the door to open to make a break.
Come to think of it, he could have gotten out a window.
Oh, yes. He's a big man, and he's armed, I think.
Did that come out of me?
Certainly I saw him. After all, I did take a swipe at him before he drew his gun, and then I hurried up.
Hurried up? If there was a catapult down there, you'd have wasted time using it.
Yes, right out here. Honey, these are the policemen.
She couldn't tell it by their uniforms, of course.
You look like you could handle this man, men?
Big, but stupid. They'll probably claim part of the reward, if there is one.
Now I'll open the door and stand aside, and you grab him as he comes out.
If there's going to be any shooting, I want to be out of the line of fire.
Are you ready, men? That's right, get your guns out there.
What'll the neighbors wait till they get a load of this? I'll probably get my picture in the papers.
Okay. Here we go.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Must be hiding down there.
But he didn't make a break for it, huh?
Maybe he did get out of the window.
Oh, yes. Maybe he got out the window. He might be watching us right now through a window.
Somebody has to be there. What'll the neighbors think?
You say something's moving down there.
Ah, I thought so.
It's barking. But that's impossible, isn't it?
Oh, no, not that.
It's a dog?
Well, don't look at me that way, you stupid oafs. Didn't you ever make a mistake?
Well, I'm sorry, officers. Well, I guess I won't need you anymore.
And don't slam the door as you go.
I can't say how sorry I am.
You can say that again. When the neighbors see them come out alone, they'll probably think I got drunk and was beating my wife.
Well, thanks a lot for coming, men. The dog must have snuck in this afternoon.
Get her. Look at the wife.
Well, after all, honey, it was your fault.
Oh, well, I suppose we might as well go back to bed.
Oh, who's that?
Stop being jittery, boy. It was just a dog.
I'll go see who it is, honey.
I hope it isn't the neighbors.
Oh, hello, Mr. Collins.
It is the neighbors.
Oh, no trouble.
Look at him peek around me. He expects to see a body.
Oh, yes, that was the police, those men who were just here.
What'll I tell him?
Well, we heard a noise in our basement.
I can't tell this guy the truth. Every time I go past his house, I'll hear him laughing.
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Collins, we had a pretty desperate man locked in the basement.
Oh, now I did it.
No, he didn't go out with the police.
Think fast.
He's still down there.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
Why, they shot him.
Hey, remember that story in Spicy Detective last week about Peterson? Give him that one.
Well, you see, I heard this noise in the basement. I was in bed, of course, and as I went down the stairs, a horrible sight met my eyes. You can't imagine, Mr. Collins. It made the hair stand up on the nape of my neck.
It really did.
Yeah. I was ready to dash in, unarmed except for a baseball bat, just in my undershirt, as you see me now.
Come to think of it, I must look pretty funny standing here in my nightshirt.
Yeah, well, but my wife grabbed me by the arm and said, "No, John, remember your wife and children." So I stopped and I called the police. Well, when they came, I told them what I'd seen. Immediately, they knew who it was, but they were afraid to tackle him.
This is getting a little deep, son.
No, I wasn't afraid. I said, "Give me a gun, that's all. Just give me a gun." They did.
They would.
Yeah, I tore open the door and strode down. I shot it out with a man-to-man. It was horrible. And now, there he lies in the basement, waiting for the coroner.
When the coroner comes, tell him to pick up this story, too.
What's that? Well, no shots. Oh, you didn't hear any shots?
Think fast, son.
Well, we used a silencer. Good night, Mr. Collins. Oh, good heavens, the dog is still here.
Look at it. Just a puppy, and it scared the wits out of me.
Oh, I wish I didn't have family responsibilities. I'd have gone in to rout out the criminal myself, and I'd have found out it was just a dog.
Yes, you would have.
Well, let's put him out.
Cute little bugger.
Yeah, he is a cute little thing, honey. Well, we can't keep him.
Gosh, he was as scared as I was, and brother, that was scared.
Whoa, I suppose we could keep him. The kids would enjoy him.
Now, wait a minute, old man. That means work.
I suppose it would be up to me to take care of him. All right, we'll keep him.
Oh, brother, now you did it.
Let's put him back in the basement and go back to bed.
I only hope he's house broke.
And there you are, folks, another adventure with the little man inside. Listen again Wednesday as we follow the adventures of John Nelson and his little man inside. And Wednesday night, meet Mary Nelson, John's sister. Listen to this unusual new program Wednesday and Friday, same time, same station. This is the American Broadcasting Company.